Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. Yeah, it's a Friday morning. We're in Atlantic City at the gorgeous Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa on a very busy day in sports because, well, the Sixers did something, I guess.
Yeah, what happened?
The NBA, I don't understand what's going on with them, and I plan to openly question how you could make a trade, you can add a player to your team, you could get rid of a player that, frankly, I'm thrilled to see go. You will trade your first-round draft pick, and everything's a secret.
And the commissioner announced it.
And the commissioner announced it, but you can't say anything yet. In fact, we have Kyle Newbrecht on because he tried to work his way around around the network of secrecy yesterday unsuccessfully. But we kind of do know what happened, and it's kind of weird. The whole thing played out so weird. But I can't tell you this. As of right now, other than Danny Green, all of the other guys we speculated the Sixers were going to get rid of are still here. Tobias Harris, still here. All these other guys that we thought, Matisse Thybulle, he's gone.
Maybe not for long.
We don't know. We don't know. Because it sounds like the Sixers acquired a slightly better version of Matisse Thybulle. Mm-hmm. Rhea, can I say that?
Yeah.
The Anthony Melton is the newest Sixer we're really sure of. And we will now be saying goodbye to a jackass, Danny Green. It's one thing I've never enjoyed, Jonesy. I have never enjoyed a guy who provides fan tips when he himself has not been here.
Yeah,
so good riddance to him.
I'm going to miss him.
You are going to miss
him.
I
found him exciting.
You did in what way?
When he speaks, even though he says some...
Says a lot of truths.
He really does. He went right... He goes right at people.
I don't
calls
need
out
now.
Teammates.
I no longer need him. I got Tortorella now.
Well, yeah, you know what?
By the way, if anybody would like to hear... A man who is not afraid to tell you his truth. Listen to the podcast from yesterday's John Tortorella interview. It got enormous response on my email, and all of it was, what a refreshing thing.
It was.
A guy who's a coach in our city who is willing to actually say his honest feelings. And that's what he did yesterday. And I was won over by it. I thought it was great, Josie.
Yeah,
and you can listen to it anytime you want at the WIP website. All right, let's take you through what happened with the Sixers. Later in the hour, I'm going to let you hear. I don't know if you could even call it this since one of the balls is 400 feet. I'm going to let you hear two of the cheapest home runs I've ever seen.
Yeah.
One got out. The Schwarber home run. The Phillies won if you just wake it up.
Yeah,
It's a terrific win for them. And Jonesy apparently acquired some additional funding.
That was a huge win for me. Yeah.
Jonesy made some money there. But Schwarber's home run only went out because there was a little cutout in center field. Hmm. But it did go nearly 400 feet, but it just went out. And then Real Muto hit his first home run in June, and the ball hit the top of the wall. And then bounced over it.
Yep.
Those were five runs in a
six inning
win?
Top of the sixth inning.
Yeah, see, Jonesy knows all this because his bets are based on what inning the runs.
Well, yeah, I had the Phillies to win by half a run for the first five innings.
Yeah,
they were down 1-0 going in the top of the fifth, and somehow squeaked a run out in the top of the fifth to make it 1-1.
and make you even richer.
Correct.
That's all it's about. All right, let's start. This is the way it's done now in the NBA. Everyone waits for Adrian Wojnarowski to tell everybody what happens because Daryl Morey has him on speed dial or whatever you call it it's cell phone. Yeah. So Woj gets a call from Morey, and then he begins the process late last night announcing the Sixer deal.
Philadelphia has traded the 23rd pick to the Memphis Grizzlies for De'Anthony Melton, a guard, and Memphis is going to draft David Roddy from Colorado State. So as expected, Daryl Morey moved out that number 23 overall pick to bring in a rotation guard in De'Anthony Melton.
All right, so once Woj has announced it, it's then okay for the commissioner, Adam Silver, to do it.
Amazing.
Al, do you understand why they do it this way?
I have no idea.
Does any of this make sense to you?
No.
Why did they let an ESPN guy actually every day upstage the commissioner? Whenever any news happens, it has to go through Woj.
I believe the NFL stopped the their threats, or somehow they're not allowed to.
I think Woj was following Twitter too.
I don't know. Woj is following Morey because Morey calls him. Nobody has to tell me how that works. Morey goes, "Oh, I think we have a deal. Hold on, let me call Adrian Wojnarowski. Then it'll become official." But it wasn't actually official until Adam Silver stepped up to the podium and made the announcement.
Well, the pick is in. Let's go to NBA Commissioner Adam Silver to see. Once again, as our Adrian Wojnarowski reported, Philadelphia will be picking, but this pick will be on the move to Memphis.
With the 23rd pick in the 2022 NBA draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select David Roddy from Colorado State University.
David, enjoy your 3 to 5 minutes as a Sixer, because it's not going to last. What's that stupid music to?
Oh, that's what
football.
What is that?
It's the same thing they use it in the draft.
I don't like
a sounder.
I don't like a sounder.
But you know the picks coming.
I do not enjoy a sounder.
Really? We use them all the time.
Those are 2 to 3 seconds of my life I cannot get back.
Oh, they're pretty effective. They get people's eyeballs from the kitchen back to the TV.
I guess,
your ear
whatever.
Perks up. Yeah.
Anyway, later on, I hope there's not more of that here. Here's Adam Silver now. Later acknowledging Wojnarowski's report of a trade.
I have another trade to announce. As part of a trade to be finalized later, the Philadelphia 76ers are trading to the Memphis Grizzlies the draft rights to David Roddy, the 23rd pick. And with the 27th pick in the 2022 draft.
Oh, not again. Not again.
Leave that noise.
With the noise. All right, anyway, David Roddy was here about 10 minutes with something like that. This reminds me, what was the great, brilliant
this area,
move?
Right?
Bridges?
Michael Bridges.
Michael Bridges. We did the same thing with Michael Bridges for a stiff, I can't even remember. I know you remember.
Rhea. Zaire Smith?
Smith, probably.
Maybe?
Whatever it was. Stop, Joe, don't do that. That is already upsetting me. I don't like this. The sounder. All right, now you know what he's going to do. He's going to torture you.
Get ready.
Anyway, now that we have learned the trade, it's hours later, even though the Sixers don't have a second-round pick. By the way, Sam Hinkie was not happy with that.
No.
Sam Hinkie loved second-round picks, but the Sixers got rid of them all. He's gone now. So are the second-round picks. So all we had was to wait for Morey after the draft to actually address it. This is well after 1 a.m. So imagine, if you would, Al, that you're there at the Sixer headquarters, and you're looking forward to hearing the GM tell you what he can't tell you.
I know.
So here is Daryl Morey now trying to say that all of this, what you just heard, is true, but he can't really say it.
Yeah, we think we got better tonight. I do want to start by thanking Danny Green. I really wanted to get him the fourth ring. I think we're going to, we haven't seen the last of Danny, and he's been a warrior for us, and, I'm not allowed to talk about that. I just thought I realized.
I mean, Al, help me here, Al, please help me.
It's great.
But no, it's not great. It's stupid.
Yeah.
All right. You made a move. The fans are watching. It's late at night. Summer's hanging in till early in the morning. Could you at least talk about who you acquired?
It's a ridiculous rule.
It's stupid.
The commissioner can't follow it.
Listen to me. Darryl, I demand information. Help me here.
No, I listened to his whole news conference. John Johnson played it on my way down. He was frustrated. He goes, why are you putting me up here when I can't talk about it?
Rhea, don't interrupt me. I need more information for my GM. Come on, Darryl.
Dave Schaller's putting me on with the media when I can't talk about anything. So this is great.
I don't.
When can he talk?
All right, hold on.
It's crazy. It's
maybe,
when.
Let's hold on. Maybe we can steer around this a little bit because obviously he didn't take the 23rd pick because that would be a project. And by the time the project bears any fruit, Embiid might be too old.
He's Doc Rivers wouldn't play him anyway.
Doc Rivers wouldn't play him anyway. So maybe we'll get one more shot. Come on, Dal. Give me something here.
We're trying to win now. We're looking for players who can contribute, and you know, we were the number one defense 2 years ago. We were good last year. We want to make sure we improve that. So if we could get a perimeter defender, maybe for draft pick, we'd feel very good about that. You know, I think someone like that is something that could really contribute and be a you know, two-way player. Someone like that would be a really nice addition.
Jones,
that's funny.
All right, first of all, a perimeter defender, that does immediately raise questions because De'Anthony Melton is known for his defense.
Yes.
On the perimeter. He could block a three. He could make it tough for people. That's a nice addition. I would enjoy that.
Oh, it's absolutely.
A combo guard kind of guy. But it does sound a lot like Matisse Thybulle.
He can score better.
He can score better. He's about.
You've seen Matisse try to score sometimes.
Yes. Melton had his best year scoring this year with the Grizzlies, a good team, about 11 a game.
Deep team.
It's not terrible. Yep. Not terrible.
It's a good pickup. But it's solid.
Does that mean they're getting rid of Thybulle? Is that how they're going to clear some space?
That's kind of how I feel about it.
They get some space by getting rid of Thybulle. What am I going? Am I getting P.J. Tucker? Am I not getting him? What am I doing with Bradley Beal? Could somebody help me here?
Here's the interesting thing with the P.J. Tucker thing. John Hollander of The Athletic says with this move, they lose the mid-level exception, which would put them out of the running for P.J. Tucker unless they can dump salary.
And that would be Thybulle. I don't know how much is here.
Harris?
Look, the NBA is a weird league. I don't understand much of this, and they can't tell me about it until I guess people have physicals. Is that the problem?
It must be, yeah.
This is what happens when the lawyers get too involved. But here's what we think. They did improve their defense on the perimeter with Melton. That's a nice move. Mm-hmm. They did, to me, get rid of a jackass who wasn't going to play because he tore his ACL anyway. Danny Green, good riddance to you.
Yeah.
So it was not a bad night. It was okay. I got no
is
real
Is Maury
problem.
Familiar with the player he might have
yes.
picked up?
Yes. Would you like to know?
Well, here we go again. Go ahead,
He
Rhea.
Drafted him. Originally.
He drafted him here in Houston. Once again, Maury going with a guy he knows.
Alumni team.
I don't. Yeah. To me, it sounds to me like Daryl Morey doesn't enjoy scouting anymore, so he just takes his old players. I don't know. We'll get to all that as the show goes on. Let me start to sample some opinion. I'll go to one of my best basketball people, Keith from Germantown. Hi, Keith. What do you think?
Right now, I think that Daryl Morey got something cocked up, and we know nothing about it.
All right, give me an idea. This sounds juicier than De'Anthony Melton. What do you got? What's your speculation?
I don't know exactly what he's going to do, but I know one thing. If the Sixers do not get it together, I think Joel Embiid is going next year.
All right, so let me back up a minute. Keith, it sounds to me like the NBA has already called you and said you cannot tell us what your speculation is either because everything's a secret. Is that what's going on here, Keith? Don't do that, Joe. Keith, what is going on here? So you're saying it's do or die for Embiid right now?
It's do or die for Joel Embiid.
And so how did that come out of De'Anthony Melton? I don't know how you made that leap. How'd you make that leap?
I'm just saying that we really don't. We know a lot about this man and making a lot of good picks over the years.
Okay.
And he's done a good job when he was at Houston. We don't really know what type of mind that he has to come up with a perfect team, but he seems like he's making the Houston Rockets of the East.
Does it worry you at all that he's only interested in players he had or acquired in Houston?
If it can get us to the Eastern Conference Finals, I don't mind about that.
All right. Whatever it takes. Keith, I always appreciate your input. Thank you very much. Can anybody else tell me anything about what the hell they're trying to do and why the NBA is such a secret league? Can't you say it is a deal contingent on physicals?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they do in baseball?
That would be a lot easier, yes.
Isn't that what they do in baseball, Josie? They do that in hockey.
They do it in hockey as well.
Why is that? The lawyers are more obnoxious in the NBA?
I'm not sure.
Why are they saying, don't you say anything? What if this doesn't go through? We could all get sued? Is that what this is?
I have no idea.
I don't understand it. Anyway, let me give you some numbers out. Malik from Mount Airy, you will be on when we return. There's plenty of room for you guys out there. Is anybody up now that watched the Phillies game? Because that was pretty exciting. It was exciting. Al, they beat the best pitcher in baseball.
It happens in baseball, and it's a weird thing. You knew people actually called yesterday and said, this makes no sense. They're going to do it.
Yeah. That is it. They couldn't hit anyone. And then they hit a guy who had not given up more than two runs in any game the whole season.
Yeah.
Had an earned run average in the low ones. Was 8-0, and the Phillies beat him last night.
And they should have beaten him worse.
And they beat him with Reyes Suarez, who hasn't been that great. It was really impressive. And the guys that did it are a free agent we love right now, Schwarber. Castellanos, once again, did next to nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll talk about that later in the show. And when we come back, I got a major problem in my house. Mm-hmm. And I am going to turn to the only man who can help me, Al Morganti. I cannot collect the urine of my dog, Bentley.
And do you collect other dogs? Or?
I do not collect any dog's urine. I do not even collect.
I thought what are you going to do in retirement?
You better check your pant legs.
No, there's no pant legs. This is not about me, Jonesy. But I need somebody to help me. And if Al can't do it, I hope you will. 215-592-9494. Jump on board. Winners or Weasels later in the hour. And you're going to hear these home runs that won it for the Phillies. Man, they were tight. For once, the baseball gods were smiling
on
them. All that coming up. WIP Sports Time 660.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.